ವಂದೇಹಂ
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 9th of March, 1974, in Mayapur, India.
Is situated as Paramatma Antarjami everywhere, Andantarastham within the universe, as Garbhauta Kasai Vishnu, within the heart of everyone, and even within the atom. So then how we can walk? Krishna is within the atom. How we can walk? If somebody says, how you are walking on the road? Because within the atom there is God. In the within, andantarastham, paramanu chayantarastham.
In everywhere.
So this is a combination of paramanu, atom. So how we can walk? People may question like that in, within the paramanu, there is Krishna. How you are walking on this road? So, this question you should all understand very. We know that upon the Mandir, we do not stay. Just like our Vrindavan Mandir is being constructed, there is no residential quarter upon the Mandir. Similarly, when the Mandir will be constructed, we are not so fool that we'll go and stay up in the Mandir. But Mandir is not constructed yet. Now what shall we do? Therefore, we have temporarily situated Mandir in the same building. We cannot stop our worship. That is not possible. Because one cannot go upon the Mandir, because the Lord is now being worshipped within the residence, it does not mean he can stop his worship. Worship must continue in any condition. Apratihata. Without being impeded by any rules and regulations. This is called Ragamarga. Vidhimarga, and there is Ragamarga. Vidhimarga means under rules and regulations. And Ragamarga means out of love. That is another thing. There is another instance. Govinda was personal servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, after his dinner, Govinda used to give him massage on the leg. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down on the ground and began to sleep on the door. So Govinda was to give massage to his leg. So he crossed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to
walk.
Giving massage. Achha. He was sleeping. So at 2 or 3 o'clock, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out, Govinda, you are sitting here, you are not taking your dinner? No, sir. Why? Now, how could I cross you and take my dinner? Then how you came? Now, that is for your massage. But I cannot cross you for my dinner.
For you, I can cross.
For you, I can do anything. For your service. But for my sense gratification, I cannot do that.
Oh.
In the Western countries, I had to sometimes do something which I should not have done. But I've done it. to bring so many souls to Krishna.
The preaching necessitates the
meeting. Yes. Because if there is no other alternative, what can I do? In the beginning, I had no disciples. So I was cooking myself. So, one gentleman, later on he became my disciple. He gave me some place, I was cooking. And in the refrigerator, I saw there was meat. So I asked, what is this? He said, it is for cats. I don't take it. All right. I'll be. So, of course, I stayed there for 3-4 days. And if I cry, I have violated my rules and regulations. Rules and regulations can be violated when there is urgent necessity of service, not whimsically or for one's sense gratification. And that is, of course, in our present day, with the permission of the spiritual master. Not one should think, oh, I have become so much great devotee, I can violate all the rules. And no, you cannot. If there is need of violating rules and regulations, you must take permission. All grihastha devotees, you should begin preaching among the grihasthas. It is not forbidden for the grihasthas to preach. Because preaching is required everywhere. Arjuna was grihastha. So, jai Krishna tattvavetta shai guru. One must know the science of Krishna. Then you can become preacher. Kiva vipra kiva shudra. Nashikane noa. Jai Krishna tattvavetta shai guru. Amara gai guru haiya, taroya I desh, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. This is preaching. It doesn't matter whether one is sannyasi or grihastha, or a brahman, or a shudra. It doesn't matter. If one knows the science of Krishna, then he can become guru. And he says, by my order, you become guru and deliver your country. Ei desh means your country. So what is to be done? Now just whomever you meet, you instruct him about the instruction given by Krishna. Temple will be constructed. This is not temple. I wanted to stay in the Dharamsala of Tirtha Maharaj to construct the temple. I requested him that some of my men will stay in the Dharamsala. He refused. Then how can I construct temple? Therefore, I have first constructed a residential quarter. And unless my men leave here, how can I construct temple? So this is residential quarter. This is not the temple. The temple has yet to be done. So suppose we have no regularly construct a temple, do you think we shall give up worship of the Lord?
We must continue it.
That's it. Because there is no temple. Bhavananda, are you understanding?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We can do our worship anywhere else.
Yes. It is said bhakti. Bhakti, the definition of bhakti is given in the Bhagavata. Apratihata. Pratihata means impediment. I have seen amongst the Mahavirans, it is very good. As soon as their Navas time is there, anywhere they go.
Anywhere.
It is very good.
Even roads they will
yes.
go.
Yes.
Yes. On the boat, on the everywhere.
Everywhere.
The four times.
They are so regulative, as soon as the time is there, anywhere they go.
There was big trouble about them in... There was big trouble about them in London for some time.
What is that?
Because they would leave their work and start praying.
Oh.
Then the work was stopped and later on it was started out. They were allowed to do their course.
Monkeys, as I explained, apratihata. Any condition, bhakti can be executed. The example is given, just like Rupa Goswami and Ramananda Raya. Ramananda Raya was grihastha and governor, and he was very comfortably situated. And Rupa Goswami was living underneath the tree every night. And both of them were equally. Rather, Ramananda Raya was accepted in greater position than Rupa Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in renounced order of life, but he gave even better position to Ramananda Raya than Rupa Goswami. And Ramananda Raya was a grihastha. He was not even a Brahmin, and governor, very opulent, very comfortable situation. You know this?
Yes.
So, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu treat them equally, or gave better position to Ramananda Raya than Rupa Goswami? This question was raised not only now, when our Guru Maharaj started Gaudiya Math. So he was allowing the sannyasis to live in parasail building and go in cart for preaching work. So many such person question, how is that? Sannyasis are going in cart, living in parasail building. So, our Guru Maharaj replied that a devotee should be offered the best comfort of life. And if he would not have introduced this comfortable life at the same time to become pure devotee, then these devotees from Western countries would never come. They would never agree to sit down under the tree and imitating Rupa Goswami. That is not possible. Do you understand or not?
Yes.
What is your answer?
I answered that...
You answered me. I am talking with you.
Actually, I didn't know...
Now, in our building, we have got the most comfortable situation. There is no such sanitary arrangement in any of the temples. But we are trying to give them. Because you're dealing in a different atmosphere.
People of the different countries.
Yeah.
And they are habituated.
They are not habituated
with this
to go on the field and pass the backward.
Yes, pass their obnoxious.
Then it will be a great difficulty for them.
Difficulties for them. And to
they must be given as far as possible their Western type of comforts.
Yes.
And chant Hare Krishna.
And they are born and brought up in this.
They are sacrificed so much for me. They are ready to lie down under the tree. But it is my duty to see that as far as possible they are comfortably situated. That is my duty. They can agree to live in any condition.
Who are very much attracted to living in Mayapur, residing in Mayapur. After perfecting their lives, do they sometimes join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement in Goloka Vrindavan?
Living in Mayapur, they have already joined. Mancha Bhavicharin Bhakti Yogi Naja Sevate Sagunan Samutitta Etan Brahma Bhuyakal. Anyone who has joined devotional service of Bhavicharin without any reservation is already liberated. There is no question of liberation for him. Brahma Bhuyakal. He is already in the Brahma platform. This is bhakti. For a bhakti, there is no question of liberation. He is already liberated. A millionaire is already rich. He doesn't require to become rich. It is automatic. It is just to give his personal example that a sannyasi should not be very much intimately mixing with rich men. That is by his personal example. He was a sannyasi. He refused to see a king because a king is supposed to be always busy in material affairs. So, it for the general people aspiring to go back to home, back to Godhead, for them to mix with the materialistic person is forbidden. Vishayinam sandarsanam atho jushitanj. Those are Vishayi, simply engaged in sense gratification. And jushitam. Jushitam means omen or enjoyable things.
And it is your internal.
One thing is that we are not living like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was ideal sannyasi. And he was living apart from any material attachment. Yes. But we have to do preaching work. We have to construct temple, comfortable temple.
Living.
So we'll pay for that.
Then your
therefore we have to sometimes do that.
Yes.
Just like
the,
that omen, that the chaste omen, she served a prostitute.
To make them correct.
No. Served prostitute for serving her husband. That is a big story.
Big story, yes.
Lokkohira.
Lokkohira.
You know that Lokkohira...
Her husband was a leprotic.
Yes.
And he requested his Lokkohira, that you want to go one night to the...
Yes, to the prostitute.
Prostitute.
And her fee was Lokkohira, 100,000 pieces of diamond.
Okay. I know that story.
Yes. So, for the satisfaction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
yes.
We sometimes do that. But we collect money from them, not for our sense gratification, but constructing this temple.
For the general public and the country.
And unless we have got a temple like this, nobody would come. If I sit down here, Bhaktivedanta Swami is sitting here, nobody will come.
Nobody. But people like poor people like come to Vasudeva.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
Birla, Tata,
he is God. He can attract anyone. But I am not God. I have to attract people by some opulence.
But Prabhupada, you in the beginning you attracted in the park. When you went to America, you were chanting and attracting people just in the park, same place.
Now, at that time, only Brahmananda was attracted. Not you.
Only because you are sincere soul.
Yes, yes. This Brahmananda and Uchudananda, they first danced in my chanting in the park. The photograph was published in the Times of New York.
And I heard that say your first devotee in America, Kirtaniya. Kirtaniya Swami.
Kirtananda Swami.
Kirtananda Swami.
Yes. He is next.
Yes, I met him.
He came next. Brahmananda came first. You are present in that Tomkinson Square?
Before that.
Yes.
I asked him, and somebody
you are defeated. So Kirtan is glorious than Brahmagyan.
And some devotee introduced me with him. He is the first devotee of Prabhupada in America.
Yes.
In foreign.
He is also a priest's son.
Oh.
Becoming found very respectable. Priestly order, family.
But there are so many disciples of one guru, how they come on in bona fide disciple succession?
Well, everyone is in a bona fide disciple succession, provided he keeps that tradition. Keeps that tradition. Aponi achari prabhu jivare sikha. One must behave that I belong to this disciple succession. I must keep myself fit for the post. Then it is all right. If he deviates, then he deviates the disciple succession. Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says frankly that this is disciple succession. Amar Agga. Just carry out my order. Then you are in disciple succession. If you do not keep yourself in the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then simply by becoming disciple, you are not in the disciple. This is disciple succession. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it's clear. Amar Agyai Guru Haiya Taroi. Wherever you live, you become a spiritual master. How? Jare Dako Taroi Kaho Krishna. Whomever you meet, you only speak what Krishna has instructed. Then you are deciding. It doesn't matter what you are and where you are. It doesn't matter. This is deciding. If you think, now I am initiated, I am now liberated, I am no other being. Then you are not in the disciple succession. You must preach. That is disciple.
This is the definition of disciple.
Amara Agyai Guru Hai Yataro Hai De. Jare Dakho. You have to, anyone, any friend, any businessman, educational concerts, chant Hare Krishna. That's all. What is the loss in that? My dear friend, I request you to chant Hare Krishna. Where is the difficulty?
Even a child like Saraswati, she
yes?
does.
Ah, yes.
If you ask everyone, every child she will say, jump, yes. Jump, jump, jump.
Yes. And she will say in the phone.
And if he does not, he'll say, Shamsandar, here is a kormi.
Yes.
Our Gosai in Radha Damodar temple, you are smoking. Malti, Malti, see this old man is smoking.
Take this beauty out. Chant Hare Krishna, she was telling.
Yes.
Throw this beauty and chant Hare Krishna.
He's smoking beauty. This man became little less than, yes, my girl, I'll give it her, by and by. You are surprised that a man is smoking. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, if I am unable, there is no need of starving. Because if you become diseased, then your bhajan will be hampered. So you can do.
And I want to wish to dedicate my whole life to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna.
That is very good proposal.
And so
how far you are educated?
As long as I will live, I will broom and clean the temple.
Very good. That's all right. Go on doing that.
Okay, then I will submit my resignation.
That is up to you. I cannot say.
Yes. And my parents are sufficient enough. They have
enough plans. Sivigrahara dhananitthanara singara tan mandira marjanade. Tan mandira marjan, that is also great service. If you guide other people and you do yourself just to keep the temple very neat and clean.
Yes, I am. You
will be a very, very good sir.
I am ready to do that.
Then you are welcome immediately. Those who are earning money, they should. But we are giving them book. Yes. So our books are worth about 3,000 rupees. But we are simply collecting 1,100.
All that they wanted, I understood from the talk.
Mm-hmm.
Informations, in their own dialect.
Well, one thing is that at least in Bengal, they do not require much information because the Chaitanya movement is their movement. It is simply a plea. Everyone knows that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute the Harinam Sankirtan. This is the essence, and let them help. Rana Irathi Diyavacha, by life, by money, by words. This is the movement. Why they are anxious to get information more? That is a plea. Everyone knows what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at least in Bengal.
I tell them that when they ask.
Yes.
I say, why you are asking me that? You already know.
There are others there to give information. But this is a plea. Bhagavad Gita was not made in London. That was spoken in India. Why they are asking? That means they have become so rascal and fool. They do not know what is Bhagavad Gita, what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Their position is so low-graded now.
They do not like to learn it. They do not like to know it.
Is Bhagavad Gita imported from London? Why do they ask like this? How much degraded they have become?
And our answers must be like this.
As if they are importing knowledge from Lenin.
Yes.
These rascals. And they do not know what is Bhagavad Gita. How much degraded they have become, they see.
They even go as far as to say that this Bhagavad Gita is adulterated now. And they say so many things have been added to it. Sometimes some rascals come to criticize to that extent.
What is that addition?
Well, when you come to ask a specific answer, they say if you bring Bhagavad Gita, we should take.
So bring Bhagavad Gita, brother. What is the addition?
This was pointed out by quite a few in the train.
To condemn.
They do not know what is Bhagavad Gita.
What is Bhagavad Gita?
But they can say it is added and subtracted. But they do not know what is Bhagavad Gita. So
perhaps they
you all Indians, you have to do this. This is simply a plea to avoid. In Bengal, everyone knows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was for chanting Hare Krishna. First of all, let us become economically fit. Then we shall consider our spiritual. This is nonsense. All the big, big leaders, they wanted to keep themselves economically fit. But when death came, they had to surrender. Yes, sir. Saramuji.
Many leaders are economically...
They are not leaders. I say they are rascals.
They do not live here and they must control of it.
All these leaders, I must say clearly, they are all rascals. Misleaders.
Misleaders.
not only in our country, all over the world.